The GIST for a failure to respond, the MECFS extracellular vesicle exercise study. Our cells communicate with the rest of the body by emitting vanishingly small bags of proteins, amino acids, lipids, DNA, and RNA called extracellular vesicles, or EVs. These EVs can affect many processes in the body, including immune and metabolic regulation. Because their composition reflects what's happening in the moment, studies assess their protein, proteomics content, gene expression, transcriptomics, etc., to get a snapshot of how the body is responding. It was no surprise then to see the Guillotreau-Hansen team at Cornell use them to check out what happens when people with ME/CFS engage in a short bout of intense exercise. They found that the EVs in the female ME/CFS patients were highly disrupted, and in a familiar way. Just as Hansen has shown to occur with proteins, gene expression, and metabolites, the EVs in the ME/CFS patients simply failed to respond. That is, far fewer EVs in the ME/CFS responded to the exercise than did the healthy controls. And when they responded, they often took longer to respond. These findings fit a broad theme that, at the most basic of levels, the molecular level, ME/CFS patients' bodies simply aren't responding much to exercise. It's as if they're kind of ignoring that it's happening at all. When they do respond, their response is also often off, suggesting that they're responding in a deleterious way. Pathway analysis indicated that the coagulation pathways were altered in the ME/CFS patients, which made sense, given studies indicating that people with ME/CFS have 10 times more microclots than normal. Because muscles generate force by contracting, anything that disrupts the muscle's ability to contract is going to impact one's ability to exercise. Perhaps not surprisingly, a pathway analysis found that EVs involved in muscle contraction were in the top 10 most altered pathways shortly after exercise in the people with ME/CFS. While proteins involved in muscle contraction increased dramatically in the healthy controls after exercise, they were either reduced or did not increase in ME/CFS. Similarly, EVs associated with muscle-related tissue enrichment increased in the healthy controls, but failed to do so in the people with ME/CFS. Rob Wust's recent long COVID muscle biopsy exercise study appears to back up some of these findings. Wust found frequently damaged and even dying muscle tissue after exercise in some patients, and an increased emphasis on the dirty and inefficient anaerobic energy production system. A protein called clusterin, or CLU, really stuck out for the researchers. It was the only protein that was both positively correlated with the degree of fatigue pre-exercise and with the amount of muscle and joint pain after exercise. It also decreased in abundance after exercise in the healthy controls, but not in people with ME/CFS. Clusterin is involved in several processes that other studies suggest may be impaired in ME/CFS. It clears out cellular debris, helps remove old and damaged cells, and helps fold proteins correctly. Clusterin levels were associated with increased muscle and joint pain and fatigue. The authors suggested that this protein may have an important role in ME/CFS pathophysiology. Suggesting perhaps that a herpes virus had reactivated, the researchers found evidence of upregulated immune pathways that respond to antigen presentation, i.e., the appearance of a pathogen or other substance that tweaks the immune system. While nobody knows what is causing the strange lack of a molecular response to exercise, the fact that it's being demonstrated to happen in some different compartments, such as gene expression, EVs, proteins, metabolites, in different studies, suggests the group is on the right track.